Welcome to the weekend edition of the Daily Stoic. Each weekday, we bring you a meditation inspired by the ancient Stoics, something to help you live up to those four Stoic virtues of courage, justice, temperance, and wisdom. And then here on the weekend, we take a deeper dive into those same topics. We interview Stoic philosophers. We explore at length how these Stoic ideas can be applied to our actual lives and the challenging issues of our time. Here on the weekend, when you have a little bit more space, when things have slowed down, be sure to take some time to think, to go for a walk, to sit with your journal, and most importantly, to prepare for what the week ahead may bring. I've talked about this many, many times, but Seneca remains ever fascinating to me. I think he was the most complicated, the most human of the Stoics. I've loved James Rahm's biography, Dying Every Day, which is selling the Painted Porch. You can check out. I had him on the podcast not once, but twice, if I recall correctly. And I go back to Seneca because Seneca, I think, is the most accessible and personable as far as writing about the teachings of Stoicism. And then he also is the most simultaneously relatable and inscrutable, enigmatic of the Stoics, right? He is considered one of the wisest men who ever lived, and then somehow he finds himself working for Nero. How does that happen? And so Stoicism, the philosophy, we might say, is very clear, very flawless, but the Stoics themselves were deeply flawed and deeply complicated individuals. And I think that's why Seneca is so important, because he allows us to see reflected back in ourselves maybe flaws, maybe weaknesses, maybe ambition that we have in ourselves that can be very dangerous, that we have to understand, we have to figure out how to channel, how to control. And so in today's episode, I want to talk about Seneca, and I want to talk about some tips for mastering yourself from Seneca, with the important caveat, as always, that Seneca, although he talked about it quite eloquently and perfectly, struggled, as we all do, to get there himself. But here we are, 8 tips for becoming a master of yourself from Seneca. Hope you're having a great weekend, and enjoy. There's a bunch of difficult things I try to do every day. I try to take a cold shower. I get up early. I intermittent fast. I try to do a really hard workout every day. I try to push myself physically so I can be better mentally. Seneca said we should treat the body rigorously so it's not disobedient to the mind. That's why a Stoic seeks out challenges. That's why you should go do hard things. Don't live an easy, soft life. Seek out challenges. 3 times in Seneca's life, he's devastated. He comes down with tuberculosis just as his legal career is taking off, and he has to spend 10 years convalescing. He comes back just as he begins to make it in politics. He's exiled by the emperor. And then late in life, he's exiled by another emperor. Repeatedly, Seneca is tried. He says, fortune behaves as she pleases. But what does he do in each one of these circumstances? He focuses on how he can respond. He makes good out of it. The Stoics practice negative visualization. Seneca says the unexpected blow lands most heavily. Part of the reason Seneca is able to endure this is that it's not a surprise. He says the most unacceptable excuse is, I did not think it could happen. You must always think of what can happen, and then you must always focus on how you're going to respond to what's happened. You don't choose your parents, Seneca says, but the truth is, you do get to choose whose child you want to be. This is extra true because Seneca's brother chooses to be adopted and changes his name to Gaio. He actually appears in the Bible. But the idea for the Stoics was you decide whose descendant you're going to be, whose footsteps you're going to follow in. This is also true with your friends. I saw this great meme that says you can't change your friends, but you can change your friends. Who are you going to surround yourself? Who are going to be the influences in your life? Who are the role models that you put up? Were the statues you put up? My office is filled with statues of people I admire, pictures of people that I admire, because they remind me who I want to be like, whose footsteps I'm following in, whose example I'm trying to emulate. So your influences matter. The proximity effect is real. You become like your friends. You become the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. This is all a way of saying that you choose whose children you're going to be. You choose what influences you're going to have in your life. Thank you. I've talked a lot about my morning routine here. One of the things I do every morning after I get up is I take a bunch of vitamins that my doctor recommended after some blood tests. I take a vitamin C, a zinc, a omega-3, and I take a couple others who I'm forgetting, but I definitely know whose vitamins I take. And they actually happen to be today's sponsor, and I've been taking them long before Thorne sponsored today's episode. Thorne takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with all their supplements, and they've teamed up with leading medical professionals to bring out highly effective nutritional supplements. Because I'm a runner, I'm always trying to take care of my joints. And with Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/dailystoic and use code dailystoic for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/dailystoic and use code dailystoic for 10% off your order. thorne.fit/dailystoic. Use code dailystoic. And note, these statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The purpose of philosophy, Seneca says, is to make you better. He says it's to scrub off your flaws, not to make you more judgmental or make you feel superior to other people. It's called self-discipline. Nobody else signed up for it. You signed up for it. Your learning and your study and your self-improvement, you have to be sure that you're applying this only to yourself. The purpose of all this is to make you a better master of yourself. It's not to make you condescending or patronizing or controlling of other people. It's called self-discipline for a reason. It's your discipline over yourself. You leave everyone else and their mistakes and their way of doing things to them. Being great at something requires concentration. It requires elimination. Seneca says, he who is everywhere is nowhere. If you want to be great at whatever it is you're doing, it means focus. Everything you say yes to means saying no to something else. But conversely, when you say no to other things, when you say no to the inessential, the Stoics say, it allows you to say yes to double down on what truly is essential. So what are you saying no to so you can say yes to what matters? Seneca said that the body must be treated rigorously so that it is not disobedient to the mind. So the idea, training, I just did my sprints and my kettlebell workout for Sunday. The idea is, who's in charge? The little voice in your head that's telling you to quit, or the willpower that says, I'm gonna finish this, I have more in me. In running, you train at your T-pace to push your average threshold higher. You wanna get to a point where what was once hard for you is now easy or average. And that's why we train physically, mentally, spiritually, so that when adversity does come, we're ready. When the voice in our head tells us to quit, we know we don't have to listen. Seneca's an interesting philosopher because, again, he's not an academic. He's a playwright. He's a Roman senator. And he writes in this letter to a friend, one of his dear friends, he writes a letter about how he should think about death. And he says that the mistake is that we think of death as something in the future, something we're moving towards as time is passing. In fact, he says, death is happening right now. The time that's passed is owned by death. Instead of thinking that, for instance, I would be lucky enough to live into my late 70s, I should think instead that I've already died 32 years, right? Seneca says we are dying every day, we're dying every minute. You're dying sitting here listening to me talk, so I hope it's worth it. But we have to get better at managing this precious resource, Seneca is saying, that we fritter away our time. Meanwhile, we strongly and strictly guard our property and our money. But what's more renewable? You can always buy more property, you can always earn more money. What you can't ever do is find or create more time. Seneca says, happy is he who makes others better. I think that's what a Stoic is also. Not just a role model, but an inspiration. Someone who makes others better by the example that they set, by the work that they do, by the good they do for their community, right? That's what Stoicism is about. Epictetus says, don't talk about your philosophy, embody it. You make others better by being your best self. But this is the benefit. You also make yourself happy because you see the good that you're doing in the world, in the people around you. And this is why the Stoics are working so hard all the time. Seneca
Seneca, one of the wisest people who ever lived, he said, look, you don't need to go to school. You don't need to be a genius. You don't need a tutor. He said, you just need to find one thing every day that makes you better. A story, a quote, an idea, something that makes you better. That's how the path to wisdom is walked. Every day for 5 years, I've written this daily Stoic email. It's totally free, but it's built around that idea. Just one Stoic quote, one story, one insight every single day that will make you a little bit better. I get better for writing it. People get better for reading it. I hope you check it out. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.
Guy Raz's How I Built This is a podcast where each week he talks to the founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you hear these entrepreneurs really go into their story. And Guy is an incredible interviewer. He doesn't just dance around the surface. He has real questions because he himself is an entrepreneur. He's built this huge show and this huge company. In a recent episode, they talked to the founder of Liquid Death, that crazy water company that's become this billion-dollar brand. Follow the show on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. And for a deep dive in daily business content, listen to Wondery Destination for Business podcasts with shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Wondery means business.
Okay, so if you had a time machine, how far in time would you need to go back to be a dominant basketball player of that era?
I need to go to when Bob Cousy was playing.
Back in the plumber
27
days?
27-year-old Shea would give Bob Cousy the f***ing business. He's not guarding me.
Hi, I'm Jason Concepcion.
And I'm Shea Serrano, and we are back. We have a new podcast from Wondery. It's called Six Trophies.
Woo!
And it's the best.
Each week, Shay and I are combing through all of the NBA storylines, finding the best, most interesting, most compelling ones, and then handing out six pop culture-themed trophies for six basketball-related activities.
Trophies like the Dominic Toretto I Live My Life a Quarter Mile at a Time trophy, which is given to someone who made a short-term decision with no regard for future consequence.
Or the Christopher Nolan Tenet trophy, which is given to someone who did something that we didn't understand.
Catalina Wine Mixer trophy.
Ooh, the Lauryn Hill You Might Win Some, But You Just Lost One trophy. Follow Six Trophies on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Six Trophies ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus